an American icon, has passed away.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Aretha Franklin, the American singer known to millions of fans around the world as the King of Soul, has died at the age of 76. Franklin passed away Thursday in her hometown of Detroit, where she'd been under hospice care after a long battle with cancer. Born March 25, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee, Franklin was raised in Detroit. Her talent was recognized at a young age as she played piano and sang hymns at church services. She rocketed to national fame at the age of 18 with a series of hit singles, including Chain of Fools, A Natural Woman, and her most famous song, Respect, her first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Aretha Franklin eventually racked up more than 110 entries in Billboard magazine's charts, the most of any woman in the magazine's history. In 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2009, she sang at President Barack Obama's first inauguration, thrilling the crowd with a rendition of My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passing away today in her hometown of Detroit at the age of 76. This is VOA News. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an education institution in the capital. An advisor to the Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved in the latest attack on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself and three others were killed in fighting with security forces. Yesterday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke about U.S. relations with Afghanistan.
We're going to continue to review and look at the best ways to move forward. I'll leave it to the Department of Defense to get into specifics about tactical situations on the ground. What I can tell you is that we're committed to finding a political solution to end the conflict in Afghanistan. We're exploring all avenues for dialogue and close coordination with the Afghan government.
On Wednesday, at least 34 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack on an academy in a Shiite-dominated part of town. The Afghan Taliban has denied any role in that attack. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for it. Turkey has raised tariffs of over $500 million on a list of U.S. imports, a sign that the strain in bilateral relations continues. Last week, Washington doubled penalties on Turkish steel and aluminum exports, citing national security. The White House Wednesday called the Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the tariffs have nothing to do with the fate of Americans like Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson being held by Turkey, but sanctions on the Turkish justice and interior ministers are linked to Brunson's fate.
The tariffs that are in place on steel would not be removed with the release of Pastor Brunson. The tariffs are specific to national security. The sanctions, however, that have been placed on Turkey are specific to Pastor Brunson and others that we feel are being held unfairly, and we would consider that at that point.
Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin said, as for Brunson, there is a judicial process, he says, and the government must respect it. Meanwhile, Qatar pledged $15 billion in direct investment to shore up the Turkish economy, beset by high inflation and debt and a weakening currency. At least 22 Sudanese primary school children drowned Wednesday north of the capital of Khartoum when the boat sank while crossing the Nile River. A woman also died. The state news agency said the boat's engine failed in high current. A Chinese delegation led by Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shuwen will travel to the U.S. for trade talks later this month. The talks are scheduled to take place at the request of the U.S. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.